You're listening to KYUK News for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Teresa Kotsarilis. Professional football players embarked on a whirlwind tour of Bethel yesterday. Seattle Seahawks offensive linemen Joey Hunt and Jordan Roos were in town for a grand total of 9 hours, during which time they got a crash course in Yupik culture. Elder Mary Nunawak gave the linemen a Ziploc bag of fry bread yesterday afternoon during their tour of the Lulu Heron Elders Home.
You can top them with anything you want to. You guys can have.
Well, thank you very much.
She also gave them a hand-knit hat and scarf to wear on the sidelines between plays. Hunt and Roos flew to Bethel to promote health and wellness in the community and learn about Yupik culture. At Lulu Heron, the Seattle football pros autographed fan posters and took pictures with Bethel's elders. They were so much taller than some of their fans that they occasionally had to crouch to fit in the frame.
They said Bethel's, you know, some true Alaska, so that's what we wanted to come see, and this is where we're excited to be here.
That's Joey Hunt. This is his and Jordan Roos's first time in Alaska. Their favorite part so far, fish camp. The offensive linemen got to visit two family smokehouses outside of town. Here's Roos.
We had that boat piled up, and we're just hauling it across that water, but it was awesome, and the fish smelled amazing in the smoke room.
Roos and Hunt also toured Bethel's local hospital with State Representative Tiffany Zulkuski and played games with kids at 4-H. They said they were excited to learn about Yupik culture. Some elders, like Gloria Anvil, may not watch too much pro football, but they can still get pretty excited to meet a player. Are you a football fan?
No, but I'm glad they stopped by here.
You can watch Jordan Roos and Joey Hunt and maybe Mary Nunawak's hat and scarf in action against the Indianapolis Colts in the Seahawks' next preseason game on August 9th.